Okay, we will begin with the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Daf Samach Dalet on Beis Shani Shetuf Mavuos. It's a very famous Tosfos. The Mishnah says in Perek HaNizokin in Gittin that Metzias Cherusha to be cotton is only Gezel Mepnei Darkei Shalom. Why is it only Gezel Mepnei? In other words, Menatora the cotton is not Koine. Why? So we know that there's a concept of Das Makne, that the Rambam starts off at Perek and the end of Hilchas Mechira, Shloisha Mikra Mekach Memker Memker Min HaTorah, the Cherusha to be cotton Allah B'nei Das. And Al Pidin, even if the cotton is a week before Bar Mitzvah and he's the Vilna Glen, he's a super genius, Al Pidin, it's Allah, that a cotton is a Allah Bar Das. So in order to be Makna property to someone else, Karkon the Taltim, you need, there's a concept of Das Makna. Is there a requirement for Das Koina also? That a person picks up a Dov Shal Hefker. Ibn Shalom created the whole world and everything is Hefker, everything is up for grabs. So a person goes over and he picks it up. Is there a requirement for Das Koina? Maybe it's only a requirement for Das Makna. So that's what the Mishnah seems to say. Chayru Shal to be cotton. Netzias Chayru Shal to be cotton. Netzias cotton is only Gezel Mepnei Darkei Shalom. That Minatora the cotton is not Koina because there is a need for Das Koina. So if there's a need for Das Koina, so Tosfos says, what's going on over here in Samach Dalet Amud Beis? The Gemara seems to say that there is an opinion that the cotton can, if I give a matana to the cotton to be koina for someone else, that the other person is koina min atayra. By shituf and mavuas, the whole din of shituf and mavuas is only with the Rabbanan. So if I buy a box of matzahs and I want to give a shutfus, let's say in my building, it's Eruv v'chatzeres here. It's not Shituf HaMavuos, Eruv v'chatzeres. So I go to the store, I buy a box of matzahs, and I give it to the next door neighbor who's Jewish. I tell the neighbor, pick up the box of matzahs to be kind of Shutfus for all the Shami Shabbos who live here now in all the apartments, and all those are going to move until Pesach. Then Pesach, I'm going to make a new Eruv v'chatzeres with the kosher of Pesach tikka matzahs. So the neighbor is kind of on behalf of all of the Shami Shabbos. Then for the goyim, you have to do Schiris Rishus. So I'm not going to go to every, there are 100 tenants here. I'm not going to go to every goyish tenant and rent from them, give each one a dollar, and get explained the whole story. I go to the super. The super has a din of Schiris Lakito. So I tell the super, I want to rent all the hallways. You should represent all of the goyish tenants. I rent all the hallways. But what do I do? But what's the Eruv v'chatzeres? Eruv Chatzeres, we have a box of matzah that's owned b'shutfus by all of the Shami Shabbos who live in the building. So what if I give it to the next door neighbor who's a cotton? So the cotton, the Gemara says, the cotton can be zeich on behalf of the others because Eruv Chatzeres only with the Rabbanon. So it works for Din of the Rabbanon. But if we adjust on the level of the Raisa, the cotton cannot be zeich alachem because the cotton doesn't have schia. But Tosfos asks, but there was one opinion in the Gemara that the cotton can be zeich l'acherim in HaTorah. So they said, how can it be? But the cotton doesn't have das koine. Just like the Mishnah says, "Mitzias cherusha to be cotton is only gezel mipnei dakir shalom." So how can it be koine the box of matzahs that I give him? So Tosfos comes up with a chiluk. Tosfos says, whenever there's das acheres makne, then the cotton is koine min HaTorah. If the cotton picks up a mitzias cotton, there is no das acheres makne. So then the mission tells him that you need das koina. But whenever someone is giving a matana to someone else, and the cotton is zech on behalf of the cotton zech on behalf of himself, the cotton zech on behalf of someone else, then Tosfos says a chiddush, whenever there's das acheres makna, the cotton can be koina menater. This same Tosfos appears on Sanhedrin, Samaches, on the base. That's the big Tosfos on the first daf in Perek Mitzora Mora. Mitzora Mora begins on Samach. Ches on the base. The Tosfos really is commenting on the Gemara Samach Tesam and Aleph, but there's no room over there. So they printed it on Samach Ches on the base. So Tosfos there discusses the Gemara has a din of Gezel Ager, that if I stole from somebody and I swore falsely that I don't owe him money, then later on I admit that I swore falsely, so I have to give Keren V'Chomesh. And I have to give the Keren V'Chomesh, then I'm able to bring Hashem Gzeilah. So who do I give the Keren V'Chomesh to? To the Nigzal. What happens if the Nigzal died? So I give the Keren V'Chomesh to the Yorsha Nigzal. What if the Nigzal died and he doesn't have any Yorshim? So then you give the Kerem Lechaimish, you give to the Kohanim, the Anshe Mishmar, the, whatever week you come to the Beis Hamikdash, you give the Kerem Lechaimish to the Anshe Mishmar. There's one of the Chof Talad Matan Skuna Gez Lager. And once you give the Kerem, the Chaimish is not Miyake, once you give the Kerem to the Anshe Mishmar, then you're allowed to give the Asham Gzeilik and get a Kapar. So the Gemara says, how is that physically possible? Mainly Ishgol Hashem Hashem Elov. Every person has a fifth cousin, a tenth cousin. Everybody has some relatives. It may be distant relatives. So there's a Seder Kedima. If a person dies and he has sons and daughters, so the sons get the Irush. If the sons are not alive, the children of the sons get the Irush. If there are no sons, no descendants of the sons, and daughters get no daughters, and then the father gets. If no father, then the uncles get. There's a whole system. It's not shach that a person dies, he doesn't have any relatives. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, it goes on Gezel Ager. Ager Shemes Vein Lo Yoshim. Because the Ger didn't have any children. He didn't have a chance to get married and have children yet. And he's not related to his previous relatives because Ger Shem is Gai Kukot Mishin Ola Domi. So that's the Parsha of Gezel Ager. So the Gemara says, we learn out from the Pasuk, Imein Li Ish Goyal, Ish means Ish Prat Lekotin. A lot of times it's Darshan Ish Prat Leisha or Ish Prat Lekotin. So here I say Ish Prat Lekotin. Imein Li Ish is spelled Aleph Yud Nun. So the Torah Shabbal Peh has a drasha Ayin Olav. That means you should check into it to see. Maybe the person does have, maybe the Ger Shemes, maybe he did get married, maybe he does have some children somewhere. Ayin Olav. But that's only if the Ger Shemes was an Ish, a Gadol, Bar Mitzvah. But if he's a Kotin, so a Kotin, Kotnein Amoylid, so ain't Tzorach La'ayin Olav. If he's a Gadol Ish, then Tzorach La'ayin Olav, maybe he has Yoshim, because he's possible that he has children that we're not aware of. But if he's a Kotin, a Ger Kotin, so then Tosfos asks two questions. How is it possible to have a Ger Kotin? In order to be Megar, you have to have Das Geirus. So what are you going to say? Zochen li'odam shloi befonav. So Tosfos says, but tzchi mitam shlichus. So tzchi on behalf of a kotan is only midrabbanan. So how can the Chumash talk about a ger kotan on the level of their rice? So that's one issue that Tosfos raises. How can you have a ger kotan on the level of their rice? Then the second question they ask is, how can the kotan own property? A kotan doesn't have das to be kainah. So Tosfos gives one answer, das acheres makna, the same as they say over here. If a gadol gave the kotan a matana, then the kotan is kind of manatar. Then they're not sure whether that's true. So they say, well, Yerushalayim had a different answer. So the Choshen Mishpat and Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Tezov, paskens like this opinion, like this Tosfos was here in Gittin, the Ramas Choshayni, and Samach Dal on the base, and that one opinion, and the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches on the base. And whenever there's Das Acheres Makne, then the kotan is kind of manatar. So the Shach and the Choshen Mishpat there, and Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Tezov, Shach and Sif Katnavov, he says he's not happy with this. This is a famous Tosfos. It's all over in Shas. The Shach is not happy with this chilek. He says the chilek shela nimtza b'shas, and he says it's not mechalek. He doesn't see the Gemara. The chilek does exist in the Gemara in Bob Metzia and Daf Yud Aleph from the base. The Gemara says in order for a chotza to be kaina, you have to have that it should be a chotza hamishtaberes. Let's say there's a golden bird that lays a golden egg. The golden bird is flying over my field, and my field doesn't have any fences around it, so people can walk on the field, they can use it as a shortcut. It's a garbage dump, let's say. So if the golden bird lays a golden egg, and the golden egg falls into the field, so the Gemara says, I'm not koine the golden egg. Usually chotzer is koine shalom midaitai. So the owner of the chotzer should be koine the golden egg, but the Mishnah says it has to be a chotzer hamishtameres. If it's any mishtameris, then it's not koine. So the Gemara has a shaila. What if it's not that it's a dovishal hefker? A golden bird lays a golden egg. Somebody puts a golden egg there. There's a das acheres makna to give me a matone. Do you still need chotza mishtameris or not? So the Gemara says you don't need. Das acheres makna is in shining. Whenever there's das acheres makna, so you don't require that the chotza should be a chotza mishtameris. So the Shach says, yeah, that Gemara makes sense, but why should you, what does that have to do with this case over here? He was talking, do you need Das Kaina? So he said, a chidish from the Mishnah in Gittin, that Metzias Cherish out to be cut and zonah gez on the Pnei Dark Yishalom. Because not only is there a din that you need Das Makna, there's a din you need Das Kaina also. So the Chayrish had to be cut na la b'nei da, so they can't give das kaina. So then you're going to say, but you only need das kaina when there's no das makna. Whenever there is das makna, you don't need das kaina. Where does it say that? That's what the Shach says. Where does it say? The Gemara says the chelik b'nei chatzim mishtameres chatzim sheni mishtameres with respect to you don't need a chatzim mishtameres to be kind when there's a das acheres makna. So the shita mekubetz is there on bov metzia daf yud aleph on the base, and it continues daf yud base and manal b'matana hech. So the shita quotes the rabbeinu Peretz. What's the bir hadin? Why don't you require a chatzim mishtameres when it's das acheres makna? So he says, because of the Issa Gezel, it makes it into Chotzah Mishtameris. If it's a Dovashal Hefke that fell, so it's up for grabs. So everybody can grab it. So the Bala Chotzer would like his Chotzah to be Teufis on Hibbi's behalf. But it's any Mishtameris. So anybody else can walk in and grab it. So it's not kind of for the Bala Chotzer. But if it's a Matone, and the person who's giving the Matana only earmarks it for the Bala Chotzer, he doesn't want anybody else to take it. So no one else could take it because of the Issa Gezel. So it's mishtameris because of the Issa Gezel. And because it's das acheres makna, and there's a kapein, I'm only giving it the matana to the Bala Chatzir. So that's why it's considered a mishtameris. But what does it have to do over here? We're talking, if there is a requirement for das kaina, so why should you say that by das acheres makna, you don't need das kaina? Why should it then change? That's what the shachtain is. So what does he hold? How is he going to answer the kashas? The Gemara over here talks about the possibility of the someone giving a matana to the cotton, and the cotton is kind of in a turf from someone else. How can it be kind of? But there's no das kind of over here. So the Shach said the answer appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. He says, and the Bavli never says that they disagree. So why should we assume that Bavli is cholik on Yerushalmi? So Tosis invented this whole thing from thin air, that whenever there's das acheres makna, you don't need das kind of. The Shach doesn't like. So he says, the Yerushalmi says that Mishnah in Gittin that says, Matzirus chayshah to be cotton. Is only gezel mepnei darkei shalom. So the Yerushalmi says that's only because the katan shelo higil oynis aputis. He doesn't fully understand ownership. He doesn't fully understand the concept of ownership. But if he's a katan shegil oynis aputis, then and he has kavanas kinyan, a katan al pidinis doesn't have das, but kavana he can have. So all he needs is kavanas kinyan. Even by the Mitzia, the cotton would be kind of in a Torah. The only time the Mishnah says that it's only Gezel Mepnei Darkei Shalom, if it's Elohi Geir Loinus Aputas, but whenever he Geir Loinus Aputas, then there's no din of Das Kain. You never need Das Kain. That's the Shach's opinion. There's only a Shach based on Yerushalmi. And he thinks that the Bavli doesn't disagree. So on that Daf, and Bavli Mitzia, Daf Yerala, Daf Yerbez, there's a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua Tainis against the Shach, and he explains what was the Hechrich of the Bavli Atosis. Why didn't Tosis assume that the Rishalmi, that the Bavli holds like the Rishalmi? The Pashtus is, he says, the Pashtus is not like the Shach, that the Bavli does not agree. So how did Tosis Taka get this word of Das Acheres Makna from the Gemara, but Eina Mishtameres? Over there, the Rabbeinu Peretz explained, because of Das Acheres Makna only to the Bala Chotzer, so therefore it makes it into Mishtameres. No one else has a right to take it because of the Issa Gezel. Rav Soloveitchik explained, apparently Tosis understood the din not like the Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosis understood that if you have I appoint a shliach to make a kinyan on my behalf. Fine. So the shliach has a mind. I want to buy a house. And I ask someone to buy, I say, I'm going to pay money. I point you as a shlech to pick me out, buy me a good house. So I point, fine. So the shlech expresses, let's say I point the shlech to me, Mekadosh and Isha on my behalf. So when he gives a ring to the girl that he picks, so he has to, Ariya Mekadosh, it's Lepleini, has to say on whose behalf he's making the Kiddushin, or he's buying the house, on whose behalf is he buying the house, and who's going to have to pay for the house. So the same is by a chotzer. Let's say the Gemara has a discussion in the first parak and Bab Metzia, where the chotzer is kind of chotzer mitam shlucha is rabbi, a chotzer mitam yoda is rabbi. So let's say if chotzer mitam shlucha is, so the shliach has to have in mind that this kinyan that he's making is done on behalf of the mishalech. The chotzer is alav badas. So the answer is if you have a chotzer mishtameres, so that makes the tvisas hachotzer is on behalf, it's muchach mitoche, that the tvisas hachotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. So then the Gemara says that if you have a das acheres makna, there's no need for the chotzer to have, usually when I have a shliach doing something on my behalf, so the shluchu shalon kemoise, if he says, I'm being mekadosh disha on behalf of Pliny, I'm buying the house on behalf of Pliny. If he's selling the house, obviously he's selling on behalf of Pliny, the owner. No one else can sell. But if he's buying the house, is he buying for himself or buying for someone else or buying for a different person? He has to say, on whose behalf is he buying? So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever you have das acheres makna, that can substitute for the need for das kaina. Normally, you need kavanas ha-shaliach on behalf of the mishalech. And if chotzer mitam shluch is rabbi, so the chotzer is not a bardas. So how is the tfisas ha-chotzer, how is it considered on behalf of the bala chotzer? The answer is, if it's chotzer mishtameres, so it's muchach mitachet that it's teifas for the bala chotzer, because no one else can get to it. There's a fence around it, and it's hard to get. But the Gemara said, whenever there's das acheres makna, then you don't need mishtameres. And not like the Rabbeinu Peretz said, you always need mishtameres. And when there's das acheres makna, the Issa Gezel makes the mishtameres. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says that. That's what the Shach will have to learn. But the Tosis learns that the Bavli differently. Whenever you have das acheres makna, that can substitute for the das akon. And the whole need for mishtameres is that it should be muchach mitoichai, that the tvisa sachotze is on the behalf of the balachotze. So that's what you would derive from that Gemara. Whenever there's das acheres makna, then there's no need for das kaina. So adinami, if you're giving a matana to a cotton, normally the Mishnah says in Gittin Tzias, cheresha to be cotton is only gezel mipnei darkei shalom, because there's a need for das kaina. So a cotton, cheresha to be cotton, Allah b'nei das. But whenever there's a das acheres makna, then you don't need das kaina. So then the cheresha to be cotton can be kaina menater. So that's a fundamental machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Shach thinks that the Bavli never says against the Yerushalmi, so he thinks we should pass on like the Yerushalmi. And the Tosis understood not so, and the Pnei Yeshua explains in there in Bav Metzia what the Hechrech was, what motivated Tosis to say like that. But that's what Tosis understood. Whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, that substitutes for the need for Das Kaina, and that's the same by the Chotz HaMishtameres is needed, that the tfisas ha-chotzer should be muchach mitochetz on behalf of the bala chotzer. So whenever there's das acheres makna, so that substitutes for the need for the das kaina. Then there's an important tosfos on samachay and aleph, tosfos di mamascha v'omo ha-evriya. We follow the tosfos here. Tosfos says that bizman hazeh, you have the ability to be paid a maaseh sheni. In Eretz Yisrael, there are tons and tons of maaseh sheni. There's tons of food. So the mafrish truma gedola ma'aserish and ma'asersheni. So what do they do with the ma'asersheni? They paid everything. Let's say the farmer's paid on his own. So he gives karen v'chaimesh. So they're going to be throwing billions of dollars in the hoylach libud into the Yam HaMelech. What are you going to do? So there's a gemara in Tmura where the gemara says somebody was magdish house after the churban abayis bizman hazeh. So the gemara says people are going to be moil behegdish. We don't have any gizmo shel hegdush who can sell it so that they can remove the kedushas hegdush. So the Gemara says the one who is magdush it, bizman hazeh ein magdishin. There's a din, you're not allowed to be magdush anything. So it's just going to be maybe the day takola. Someone's going to be nene v'shoikik from it. So the Gemara says you should never be magdush anything. And if by mistake someone was magdush, then it should be paida. So they have to give, let's say it's $1 million house. So they have to give $1 million. What are you going to do with $1 million? Take the Kedusha off of the house. The Kedusha is going to the money. What are you going to do with the money? The money is going to disappear. Someone's going to be more behegdish in the money. So the Gemara says, instead of being paid on $1 million and then throwing $1 million into the Yam HaMelech. So the Gemara said, this man is there. You can be paid on a Shabbat Pruta. Be paid on a Shavu Pruta, so you only have to throw out a Shavu Pruta. Why is that the Hegdush Shavu Mana? Shechila Shavu Pruta Mechulo. So Tosfos says, Achidush, that then carries over to Maaseh Sheni Bizman Hazeh. Bizman, that you're not allowed to cheat Hegdush. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Eina Noa LaHegdushes. There's no Dina by Noa. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to cheat Hegdush Lechatchila. Like the Gemara says, Eina Noa LaAkum. What does it mean, Eina Noa LaAkum? You're not allowed to cheat the Akum. The Rashash points out at the beginning of the second perek in Bechoris, the first daf, and the Mishkan HaSeankev has a tshuva about this in Chelek HaShemishpat. He tells a story, the Mishkan HaSeankev tells a story, a Jew sold a boat to an Ochri, and he overcharged an Ochri 10 times as much as he should have. So the goy made a kinyan on the boat and he didn't pay the money yet. And then when he finds out that the Jew overcharged him, so he said, what are you, crazy? I'm not going to pay so much money. So he says, no. The Jew says, no, you mechuyif to pay me. I'll bring it to a din Torah if you don't pay me. So he said, what do you mean din Torah? I'm going to court, secular court. So the Jew tells him, I'm an Orthodox Jew. I'm not allowed to go to secular court. There is no such din. If both parties are Jewish, you're not allowed to go to secular court. If a goy is bringing you to a secular court, you're allowed to go. There's no aver to go to secular court unless the secular court is sponsored by Avodah Zarah. But in America, it's a separation of church and state. It's secular laws. But it's not. There's not. There's no Ilu Yerosim. It's not sponsored by any religion. So the Jew tells the goy, I can't go to secular court. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I have to go to an Torah. So the goy says, I'll go to an Torah. There's no rabbi in the world with an ounce of brains who's going to make me pay 10 times the true value of the boat. So they go for an Torah, and the rabbi passes, Eina no alakum. There's no din about it. No, so the goy has to pay the 10 times as much as the value of the boat. So the goy says, I can't believe it. That's utterly ridiculous. Is there a court of appeals? Is there a bigger rabbi? So they told me, yeah, Rabbi Yankel Kalina, the Mishkan is Yankel, he's a bigger rabbi. If he says it's wrong, so the rabbi will reverse his psak. So they sent to Shalat and the Mishkan is Yankel. So he writes back a psak. He said, that's utterly ridiculous. The din of Eina Noah La'akum is if the guy already paid the money, but he had it. L'chatchil, of course, there's a din of Eina Noah La'akum. I'm not allowed to cheat the guy. The din is, but the evidence, if he cheated the goy, and then if he would have cheated a Jew, there would have been a penalty. If it's shtus, the penalty is kona machzor. I know. If it's yes, a mishtus, the one who got cheated has the right to back out from the whole deal. So if it's akum or if it's hegdish, then but the evidence, there's no din of I know. But it does mean that it's mutar lachatchila to cheat. How does he know this? So there's a Ramban al Torah has like this. The Gemara says, "Chisim kremim kalam sach kana miyada misecha al tana risha sachim." So it says, "Miyada misecha davar nikna miyad liyad." That the din of Eina only applied to metaltlem davar nikna miyad liyad, and doesn't apply to karka. So the Ramban Chumash, the Rishonim ask also, how can you say that the din of Eina doesn't apply to karka? The example that the Chumash gives is by karka. If I'm selling you a karka in Eretz Yisrael b'zman shehayovel noeg, so when it comes Yom Kippur shel Yovel, I'm going to get back the field. I'm going to get back the farm or the house. So I shouldn't charge you. Let's say it's 2 years until Yom Kippur shel Yovel. So I shouldn't charge you too much. You're only going to have the use of the house for 2 years. If you have another 48 years to go until Yom Kippur shel Yovel, then I have a right to charge you 25 times more. If you only have 2 years to go, I will have a right to charge you a little bit. How can the Tanoim darshan from the pasuk? There's no din of Eina by karka, only by metaltlin, but the example that the Chumash gives is by karka. So the Ramban answers in the Minchas Chinuch, he elaborates, he explains it. He doesn't add anything, he just explains the Ramban al Torah. Ramban answers, the Chazal saw in the pasuk that there are two parts to the din of Eina. There's an Isar Eina and there's a penalty. Because where does it say the penalty in Chumash? He says, no. The pasuk we darshan from the pasuk Eina no la akum in karka Eina no la karkois and Eina no la hegdeshes. What do you mean? It's mutar lachatchila to cheat hegdesh, mutar lachatchila to cheat an akum, or to cheat on karka. No, pasuk says you're not allowed to cheat by karka. So you memite all the things from Eina. You memite them from the penalty of Eina. That's how you know that there's such a thing as a penalty. What is the penalty? So that doesn't say. That's la masarah kosav el al hachamim. So the hachamim said, if it's shtus, it's kona machzor Eina. If it's yes, and shtus, it's batel mekach. That doesn't say, but that the Tanaim was lemesar akosav el lachachamim. So that's what the Mishkan is Yankim says, like I said. There's certainly an Isar Eina to an akum. And he says, the rabbi who paskin that the goy has to pay 10 times as much, the rabbi is in violation of the Isar Eina. If he's going to pressure the goy to pay 10 times the true value, the rabbi will be in violation of Eina. If b'di'evit, the guy already paid the money, so then there's no penalty that you have to be machzor Eina, that he has a right to back out. But l'chatchila, this certainly is an issa. So that's what the Gemara says in Temura. But if someone is magdish a house b'zman hazeh, so if you're going to be paid, the whole house is worth $1 million. You're going to be paid the house on $1, so there's no pseid of the hegdish. What are you going to do with the money? If you're going to be paid $1 million, you're going to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. It's going to be halach li, but anyway, because hegdish can't use the money. There is no giz b'shal hegdish b'zman hazeh. So since there's no pseida le hegdish, there's no isur Eina at all. So the question is, how did Taisus know that the Vilna Goin asks And the Bir Agro and Yeridesim Eresh Tzadik Dalas of Katna Chafi asked the question, how did the Rishayim know that the din of Ena Noa Lehekdeshis carries over to Maisa Sheni? The din of Hekdesh Avmanu Shechilo Shavaput is based on the din Ena Noa Lehekdeshis. How did they know that it carries over to Maisa Sheni? So the Vilna Gaon has an original suggestion. He thinks that it should depend on the Machlekes Zameir Rabbi Yehuda, whether Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavai, and Mama Hekdesh. So if the din would have been like usually Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, Alachik Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin that this is one of the exceptions to the rule. It's a Machlekes Zameir Rabbi Yehuda, the Alachis Kereb Meir. The Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya. If Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya, means that I call Maisa Sheni Hekdesh. I treat it as if it's Hegdish. It's just like by Hegdish, there's no din of Einoah, therefore it's muta lechatchila bismanazek, because it's not pseida lehegdish. So too by Maisu Sheni. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perik Beis in Hilchas Maisu Sheni, Alocha Beis. He says, he quotes Goenim, that lechatchila sembitzum min amufcha to be poida Maisu Sheni bismanazek bishavyo with the Kerem v'chaymash. But others hold not so, that Hegdash Avaman and Shechilo Shavaputa even applies to Maisa Sheni. The Netziv has a commentary on the Shiltas that he wrote as a young teenager. So he writes, Dibri Hagra, on this Bir Hagra, Dibri Hagra Einam Tzichim Chizuk, the Vilna Gaon said so, so we should assume that he's correct. And he says, and by the way, it's an Ofena Yerushalmi. So he quotes a Yerushalmi that it says like that. That is totally Zebizeh. The reason why Hekdush Avmanu Shechilo Shavaputa Mechulal applies to Maisa Sheni is because the din is like Remeir, the Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoy. If the din would have been the Maisa Sheni Mama Bailim, then the din would not have applied. Then the next Taisus, the Ibam Aschot Tzvor Bezarkai, Taisus quotes a Mishnah Bava Basra, it's Kedai, people, the Daf Yomi people are in everything. But in yeshivas, they usually don't learn that. It's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. There are two Tanoim with three Shitas. Machlekes Ablezer Rebbe Shu. There are two versions what the Machlekes HaTanoim is. So it comes out there are two Tanoim and there are three Shitas, three possibilities. So there's one Shita in the Tanoim that the Zachan Liodim Shlevifana works whether Yezech HaMaton on behalf of a cotton or on behalf of a Godel. Either. One Shita you only say Zachan Liodim Shlevifana on behalf of a Godel, not on behalf of a cotton. And the third sheet that you only say Zalchan Amishalifan on behalf of a cotton, not on behalf of a godel. So the opinion that you only say Zalchan on behalf of a godel, the Gemara never explains what the issue is. So the Pashtus is the opinion that you only say Zalchan on behalf of a godel, not on behalf of a cotton, probably holds Schiemi Tam Shlichas. So just like there's no Shlichas Le cotton, so there's no Schiel Le cotton. So a cotton cannot be Koine. If I'm going to receive a matana on behalf of a cotton, just like the cotton couldn't have a shliach function on his behalf, Rabbi Kivega had a suggestion in Drush V'chidush on Bava Metzia that maybe the halacha ein shlichas l'cotton means a cotton is a labardah, so he can't be memana shliach. But let's say chotze mitam shluches rabbi, you don't have to, chotze is kind of shalom midaita. You don't have to appoint the chotze as a shliach. Hazach alayim shalom b'fonav. You don't have to appoint the other person as a shliach. I don't even know that he's being zecha. Hazach alayim shalom b'fonav. I don't even know what he's doing on my behalf. So Rabbi Kivega suggested that maybe ein shliches l'cotton is because, like it sounds in the Rambam, that the cotton is a labardah. And in order to be memana shlich, you have to be a bardas. But if you have a shliches like zechia or chotzim itam shluches rabbi, where you don't need a minu shliches, maybe yesh zechia lekotten. This is Rabbi Kivega suggests like this. So Plameiga has heoris in parentheses added on into the drush v'chidush. So he says he disagrees with his father. He says it's an interesting suggestion, but it's against the ofeni gemara because the gemara had the shaila whether chotzim in the beginning of bab metzia. In the first parak in Bava Metzia, where the chotzim mitam shluchai, a chotzim mitam yadai. So the Gemara says, "Lamai nafkemina," where the chotzer is kind on behalf of a cotton. If chotzim mitam shluchai, then it's not kind of for a cotton. But he says you don't need any mina shlichas. Chotz is kind of shaloi midaitai. So you see, en shlichas lekotten is a din, not because a cotton is a la badas, you can't do mina, even if you don't need mina at all. Chotzim mitam shluchai without any mina, still a cotton cannot have a shliach. Do something on his behalf. So again, there were three shitas in that Mishnah in Bava Basra. And Daf, what was it? Kuf Nun Vav. So one Tan is of the opinion there's only shlichas on behalf of a kot a gadol, not on behalf of a cotton. Why? Because schim itam shlichas. There's no shlichas lekotten, so there's no schi lekotten. The other opinion is that that the schi on behalf of a cotton and on behalf of a gadol. But the Tosfos, the Masechtas quotes that there are two girsas in the Gemara in Perek Hazeh Neshech. The Gemara says there's no schi on behalf of a goy, because just like the goy doesn't have shlichas, a goy can't have a shlich act on his behalf, so he can't have anybody do an act of schi on his behalf. So the Gemara says, so what about a cotton? The cotton cannot have a shlich act on his behalf, so you should say he shouldn't be able to have zechiah on behalf of a cotton either. And the din is that there is shlichas lekotten, there is zechiah lekotten. So the Gemara answers, nehi the shlichas leislei, the cotton doesn't have shlichas. Schia miya midirabbanan islei, midirabbanan he has schiah. That's one girsa in the Gemara. The other girsa leaves out the word midirabbanan. So Tosa has the two days, whether it's schiah lekotten. We pass in halacha like that, Shita in the Mishnah, and Bava Basa, Kufna and Vav, that there's schia both on behalf of a gadol and on behalf of a cotton, but there are two girsas in Ezer Neshech, where there's schia on behalf of a cotton works min HaTorah, or works only with the Rabbanon. That's what the Rishonim called the Machlokes, where the schia mitam shlichas, a schia la mitam shlichas. Then there was a third opinion in the Mishnah that we absolutely do not pass in like, that there's only schia on behalf of a cotton, and there's no schi on behalf of a gadol. How in the world do you explain that? Only schi on behalf of a cotton. So I think the Rashbam writes on the Mishnah because Zochan Le'odim Shlei V'Fonav only works with the Rabbanon. The whole din of Zochan doesn't work with the Torah. The whole thing is a takana with the Rabbanon. So they only made a takana on behalf of Zechiah, is a takana with the Rabbanon on behalf of Ketanim, because they're not B'nei Da, so they can't be Zech on their own. But if there's a gadol, let him come in person. Let him make the kinyan. That's a Mechudish Dikashit, that Zochan, the whole institution of Zochin is only Midir Rabbanim. That's a question. We assume not so. We assume Zechiah on behalf of a gadol works min HaTorah. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Gittin. Let's say a man wants to divorce his wife and the wife is not around. So he writes a get and he gives it to the next Aneb and he says, I want you to pick up the get on behalf of my wife. He puts the get in his hand. So the Mishnah says it's no good because it's not a schus for it's schus ol eved she yetsi mitachas rabba lecheres, but it's not a schus for anisha to get divorced. So the Gemara in the end of Yibamis has a suffix. What if a man wants to give his wife a get, and or let's say in Ebenezer, the end of the Ramon, the end of Simon Aleph in Ebenezer has, let's say we know that a woman is having an affair with a goy. And Aisha says she's having an affair with a goy. So every time she's living with the goy, she's in violation of Lysinov. So it's better for her to get divorced, and she can't remain with her husband. She's a Saita Asur al Bailo. So it's a schus for the woman to get divorced. So the Ramah says the practice is, that's still a practice, Bismanazet. You make a get, and it's based on Gemara. So in the end of Ivam, is that in rare cases, you say it is a schus to accept the get on behalf of the woman. So if Zochlon Shalom Fanam Zonim with the Rabbanon, so how can you say the woman is Megureshes Min HaTorah based on a din with the Rabbanon? So the Pashtas, the Bavli seems to assume for sure. Zechi on behalf of a Gadol for sure is their Isa. The only thing that depends on the two Girsis is whether it's Zechiya for a cotton. Zechiya mid the Rabbanon Isle, a Zechiya Mio Isle. That's two Girsis in the Gemara. But Zechiya for a Gadol, we assume, is a din their Isa. So it's interesting, in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin, the Gemara talks about the Parsha and Chumash, Nasi Echa, Nasi Echa, Lamata, Tikchu, L'Incheila, Sa'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he should pick the Yud Beis Nesiim, and they should represent all the members of the Shevet to divide Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses, B'Torah, what did they represent all the members of the Shevet? So the Gemara has three Pshatim. So the first Pshat the Gemara suggests is, that they represented all the members of the Shevet Medin Shlichas. All the people in the Shevet appointed these Nisiyim as Shlichas. Mar said that's not, can't be the Pshat, because sometimes there were Ketanim whose fathers died, and the children are Ketanim, and a Ketan cannot appoint a Shlich. So it cannot be that the Nisiyim represented all the members of the Shevet Medin Shlichas. So Elamai, so the Gemara said, the second Pshat the Gemara suggests is that the Nisiyim represented all the people in the Shevet Midin Zochin, Zochin the Adam Shlei B'Fanav, And this is the makar of the institution that zochen amishlav upon the worksman at her. The Gemara says it can't be midin zochen because ikan nichalei behava nichalei bebika ikan nichalei bebika vela nichalei behar. When they divided Eretz Yisrael, some of the shvatim got mountainous area, some of the shvatim got near water, far away from water. So not everybody was happy with what they got. So what if they're going to complain at the time? How can the Nisim represent all of the members of the Shevet if they're not happy with it? So it can't be Midin Zochen. So the Gemara backs out from the first pshat. The Nisim didn't represent all the members of the Shevet Midin Shluchim because some of the people of the Shevet will be Ktanim. Nor did they represent all the members of the Shevet Midin Zochen. So Betoris, what did they represent? The Gemara says, this is the Parsha of Apotropis. They represented all the members of the Shevet Midin Apotropis. This is the mock of Apotropis. So Rabbi Baruch Be'er, in his Sefer on Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak, writes a line and a half in parentheses. According to the way the Gemara backs out from the first pshat and from the second pshat, that the Nisim did not represent all the members of the Shevet, not Midin Shlichus, and not Midin Zochin. So then he asks, how do you know that Sedin of Zochin Adam Shlev upon him? How do you know? We usually assume that Zochin works Menatar. There was one Tana there, in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, who held that Zochin is only made the Rabbanan. That's why they only made the Takana Zochin on behalf of a Kotan. They never made a Takana for a Godel. Let the Godel come in person and make his own Kinyan. So we don't accept that. We assume Zochin is Menatar. So that's what Baruch Be'er is. What's the mocker? If you say that this Parsha Sanisim is Midin Apotrop, it's not Midin Zochin, how do you know that there is a Din of Zochin? So that's Rabbi Baruch Be'er raises that question. Once the Gemara rejected the second pshat in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, that the Nisim did not represent all the people in the Shevet Midin Zochin, but it's rather a Din Midin Apotropis. I didn't know there is a Din of Zochin. What's the Mokka? Where is it saying Chumash that there is a Din of Zochin? So an Apotropis, there happens to be a major Machlokes. How does Apotropis work? So some Mishanim hold that Apotropis is basically the same as Zochin. It's a form of Zochin, but whenever the Zochin is done under the auspices of Bezdin, so then you call it Apotropis. But it's basically another form of Zochin. So once you know there's a posik of Apotropis, Apotropis is a subcategory of Zochin. So you know there's a din of Zochin. You know there's a din. If the Zochin is done under the auspices of the Bezdin, it's good, even if there's a shtickel chayva involved. So that's Nicha, if you hold that Apotropis is Medin Zochin. But other Rishonim disagree, they hold Apotropis is Medin Bailam. It's not Medin Zochin. There's 2 days in the Rashba and Gitnim, Perakani Zochin, with Apotropis, Medin. Look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, I think also they quote the two opinions. The Gemara says there that Apotropis, who's taking care of Nichsa Yisam, has the ability to be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisris. So that's what the Rashba says. How can it be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisris based on Zochin? It can only be mafish, but if he's a shliach or if he's a bailim, so he thinks either Apotropis is midin bailim, or maybe it's hefke bez nehefke, so they were makne the peiris to the Apotropis, so he has the ability to be mafish shumas amaisis. Anyway, that's Rabbi Baruch Be'er Shailah. How do you know there is a din? The Gemara assumes that Zochin is a din minatar, it's not midirabbanon. So the middle pshat in the Parsha Sanisim was that the Nisim function midin Zochin, so that'll be the makkah for Zochin. But once you back out from that pshat and you say that the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet midin Apotropis, not midin Zochin, so how do you know there is a din Zochin? Maybe it's only a din of Apotropis. Okay. Then I wanted to close just a few words. The Gemara had on the previous Omud, on Samach Dal and Amin Aleph, on the bottom, is a main appoints a shliach to be Mekadosh and Ishafim, Halach al shliach, and Meis al shliach. So we don't know whether the shliach did the shlichus or not. So we say, Chazoke, Ruba de Leisa, come on, shlichus or shlichusai. We assume that the shliach was Mekadosh, a girl for him. And we don't know. So he's also Bechal al Nashim Shabbat, maybe the girl that he's going to marry is Achos Ishtai. Maybe it's Achos Ishtai. So the Ran has a machlokes with the Ramban. What if the girl that I want to marry, I'm the one who made the shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha, and the shliach died. And then I want to marry a girl. So maybe she's Achos Ishtai, and maybe she's Isha Bita. Maybe the shliach was Mekadosh, her mother for me. So the mother comes, and all the sisters come, and they say, we were never Mekabel Kiddushin from anybody on anything. So would you, are they nemanim or not? So the Ramban says, yeah, all them, the mother comes and all the sisters, and they all come and they say, we were never in this Kaddish. So therefore, this girl that I want to marry is not an erva. So the Ran says, how can it be? But it's a dovisha b'erva. How do you say erechanem misurim on a dovisha b'erva? So this is a fundamental machloikis harishanim. What's the definition of dovisha b'erva? So the Ran seems to hold, whenever the issue that you want to be mevarer is an issue of gili arayis, is it achos ishtoi? Is it isha bita? So whenever it's an issue, we are ishi and isha sisha, ishi apnuya. So whenever you're trying to mimavara an issue that's a shaila of gili arayis, then you say adovish abiyav and nichnayim. The Ramban apparently doesn't define it like that. The Ramban holds that it's only if it's an issue of isha sish. But if you're talking about achos ishtoi or isha bita, that's not considered adovish abiyav. So that's a big topic that you have to look. There are Rambams on this. It's a big topic. Okay. Everyone should be healthy.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good. Thank you, Rabbi. Good.